And our next guest is Lisa Cohen, president of Living Water for Women, a charity on Long Island that we are so happy to be having on the air today. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So happy to be learning more about you. What kind of a nonprofit exactly is Living Water for Women?
I call us a transitional home for women, for recovering addicts and alcoholics. Some have been in jail initially. That was more the mission. But when we didn't fill up, we opened it up to rehabs, hospitals, and get calls, even sometimes from other states for women. And I hate the word sober house. It's kind of gotten a bad rap, especially on Long Island. There's some very disgusting places for women that are sober houses, and that's not what we are.
So tell me, I'm gonna divert a little bit, but tell me a little bit about what does the home look like? What is the experience for someone who would be fortunate enough to find you know, some help?
Well, they're older houses. They were built in 1906. It took us a year to renovate because I wanted to make them like a home. I had been taking women to so many places where they give them three shelves for storing all their stuff. And so every room has curtains, carpet or flooring and bedding and dressers and storage for under the bed. And I just try and think of everything to make it more like a home, you know, than a house, even though these are old. The kitchen is brand new, nicer than my kitchen, with a 9-foot island, and all the women eat together Monday to Thursday night. So I'm trying to create a sense of family for them.
So it's more on, rather than just the functional elements of needs that we have to have for survival, but this is really something that can touch the heart and the emotion of someone in that, what I'm hearing you say, in that home environment where there's community and they can share a meal together. I think that's one of the nicest things.
That's what I'm trying to do, because so often this population, especially if a woman's been in jail, they're looked down upon. Now, they've done bad things, but they're not necessarily bad women. And I believe that everyone deserves a second, third chance if need be. And if we don't give that to them, then, hey, if they keep going back to rehabs or jail, it's our taxpayer money. That's just funding the system. And, you know, it goes on and on forever.
You know, my mom used to tell me all the time, it happens in the best of families. And so I think that, you know, as we talk about our communities, that we're all human beings and we all need to really, we rely on our nonprofit organizations to be the fiber of our communities and to take care of those that, you know, whether it is maybe making a wrong choice at some point in your life or in a point of need or health. But what compelled you to start this nonprofit, and when did you do so?
Well, I'm a product of the 60s. I was a hippie. I did my share of drugs and partying. And fortunately for me, I had an experience with God. I was 21, or I'd be dead. And so it was 20 years ago, I was asked to go speak at Nassau County Jail. They had what they called the DART program, stands for Drug and Alcohol Rehab Treatment. And I shared my story. And then I was asked to go back again, and then eventually committed to Friday afternoons. And I'd see women come back with plans again and again. And I realized over time that they were going back to the awful neighborhood, or going back to a boyfriend or parents or, you know, siblings that were still using. And they thought they could manage and stay clean. And it didn't happen. And like I said earlier, I took many of these women from the jail, or I'd bring them clothes when they got out, and I saw some of these places they were living that they called sober houses. You wouldn't want to set foot in it. You just wouldn't. And so I almost expected them to relapse being there. So it took a while. I actually started at the jail 20 years ago, practically. It was 10 years ago that I started the nonprofit. And I had to sell a business I had for 30 years with my husband, and things had to fall into place. And then we had to look for houses because no one wants one of these houses in their backyard, you know. So we bought two dilapidated boarding houses in 2012, took a year to renovate, and then opened after that.
So it is, I think, you know, every time that I talk to another person on Long Island that has started a nonprofit organization, I just can't help but to think how many angels that we're blessed to have in this wonderful place that we live. And certainly want to take the time to thank you for you know, being touched to do this work, and to be able to provide alternatives for people, you know, because I always like to think of an association. And, you know, we think about, you know, making a choice, you know, and then having to pay the dues for these choices. We have to be, you know, there's consequences for our choices. And then to think that we can be strong enough to go and back into the community, into these overwhelmingly odds that could be against a person. Now, and, you know, for a person who is not dealing with these addictions, you know, think about when you go to the gym, how many people started to say they were going to go to the gym, you know, on January 1st, and 4 weeks later, they were having their bad eating habits crop back in. So it certainly is a challenge. And certainly it stacks the odds against an individual. And to have a place like yours is really a godsend. So what population do you serve?
Well, I've been told that I'm slightly prejudiced when I tell everyone I don't take anyone under 30. And that's because part of the reason there are so few women's houses, I believe, is the drama. And certainly women under 30, there's more drama. So they start at age 30. I've actually had a couple of women over 65, but I think early 60s is a good limit because otherwise they have trouble participating. And as I said, they may come from jail, although I'm not personally going into the jail to speak any longer. The jail's shut down because of COVID right now. But we have connections with all the local rehabs, especially those in the hospitals that are on Long Island and even several upstate. Very often they'll go upstate for a couple of months and want to be closer to their family. So they'll look for a place to sort of transition. And we can do that. I tell them they can stay for a year if need be, but if they just need a couple of months here, you know, till they get situated. I'm president of the Chamber of Commerce in Glen Cove. I have a lot of connections. So I've used those to help them get volunteer work and even get jobs. Had some women get some good jobs. Now, it's harder during COVID. Can't really go out there and volunteer much, but we have quite a few success stories and people with some very good jobs that I've pulled some strings. And one woman is working in a lumber yard in what would be called more of a man's position, but she was strong and was somebody I knew, and I said, could you try her out? Let her volunteer, see if it works. And she's been there over a year, very successful.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. You know, we're getting close to the end of our show already, but I how can people find out more about your organization? How can they contact you?
Well, we have a website. They can look up www.livingwaterforwomen.org. And we're also on Facebook. I also wrote a book. I just wanted to put a plug in for that, called Miracles, Seeing Light in a Dark Place. It is actually a collection of writings from women who were in jail, that their lives were changed. And they put little comments about the women. There's a place to journal. It's really an inspirational book. And that's on Amazon as well.
And can they find out more about this book on your website as well?
It's not on our website. I haven't gotten anyone to upload it, but it is on Facebook. It's on our Facebook page.
Okay, fantastic. I have a million more questions to ask you, but we are just about done with our show today. So I'm going to have to ask that you come back on the air so that we can talk a little bit more about this great work that you're doing.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.